Radio Daily. Another Anti-Friday. And look, can we get something out of the way now? The Good Place should be ending after season 4, because that's the natural end to the story. Huh? Huh?
Let we it all go, love folks. It, but yeah, let yes. it end when it's supposed to end.
Gotta let those hard-to-reach chips go. And yeah, this is the last week before break, because we're going to be moving.
Yay.
The incredibly stressful, insane, crazy thing that everyone needs to do. So if you're going to be around the Richmond area, like on the 22nd, we need goons to help move stuff. So bring it on down, won't you please? Hi, we're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know us on Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The folks bringing it to you today, that there's the Flintstress.
Why are all these men in my kitchen? Are they smoking my cigars?
Oh, God, I think so. Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Well, ladies, the pleasure was all mine. The only thing that matters in the end.
Pretty much. What happened today, yo?
Well, in 1752, a kite flown by Benjamin Franklin during a thunderstorm struck by lightning. And eureka, he invented electricity. No.
1837, the electric five-needle telegraph is patented in London by Charles Wheatstone and William Fothergill Cook, and I want to use that as a band name.
Sounds painful. In 1848, the first telegraph link between Chicago and New York City is established.
With five of them running around, it should have gone quicker. 1854, G.F. Bernhard Riemann proposes that space is curved in a lecture, and Einstein's going to use that work in the theory of relativity, huh? See, everybody rips off everybody. Mm-hmm.
In 1909, the Cunard liner SS Livonia becomes the first ship to transmit an SOS signal in an emergency after it's wrecked off the Azores.
1924, the first portable electrical stethoscope is demonstrated in Chicago, Illinois. It was designed by the Western Electric Company with Bell System engineers and physiologist Dr. Horatio B. Williams.
In 1932, artificial lightning using 10 million volts of electricity is demonstrated in the U.S. by the GE in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It's twice the previous maximum voltage produced in a lab.
1.21. 1935, Dr. Robert Smith takes his last drink, and Alcoholics Anonymous is founded in Akron, Ohio, United States, by him and Bill Wilson, and then he'll train to fight Mecca Streisand.
In 1943, Laszlo Biro patents the ballpoint pen, which he had invented in 1938 while a journalist in Budapest, Hungary, and he escaped the Nazi invasion by traveling via Paris to Argentina in 1940.
1953, the 3D science fiction B-movie Robot Monster is released to U.S. theaters. Like the more famous Plan 9 from Outer Space, it's known in bad film fandom for being so bad it's good, and has the dubious honor of being widely considered one of the worst films ever. But hey, the bubble machine's awesome.
Okay. In 1955, the first report of the separation of a virus into its component parts is made in the U.S. The procedure was performed on the tobacco virus.
It's
of course,
virus?
It was paid for by Big Tobacco.
There you go. 1983, the James Bond film Octopussy, directed by Jean Glen and starring Roger Moore as James Bond. The 13th film of the James Bond series, the 6th to star Roger Moore.
In 1988, MGM releases the horror film Poltergeist 3, directed by Gary Sherman, starring Tom Skerritt, Nancy Allen, and Heather O'Rourke. Actress Heather O'Rourke, interestingly, died before the film was completed, and out of respect for his co-star, Kip Wentz, who played Scott, refused to return to the film his last scenes, which were to include his character returning from the other side, so it was unclear as to what happens to his character.
Scott!
The final scene of the film had to be shot with a body double in place of O'Rourke, so in the final scenes of the film, the audience never sees Carol Ann's face.
1998, Seiko Instruments introduces the world's first wrist-wearable personal computer. It's named the Rupiter and marketed under the name On-Hand PC. It can download pictures and data via infrared signals from other personal computers and comes with three applications that run on Windows 95.
Wow. In 99, eBay suspends all auction across its site due to difficulties encountered during a system-wide upgrade. The system remains down for 22 hours as the team of 50 engineers toil to repair corrupted data files. The company promises that auctions will be extended and refunds considered. However, the incident makes people concerned that maybe eBay won't quite make it. Oh, who knows?
Oh, that was tough. There was a bit I was watching at that time. 2002, NASA launches the Spirit rover aboard a Delta II rocket, beginning NASA's Mars Exploration Rover mission.
In 2003, Wicked opens on Broadway and defies gravity by winning 40 awards just for the Broadway production.
2006, Microsoft announces that it will add out-of-copyright content from libraries at University of California and University of Toronto to the digital collection searchable through its Windows Live book search.
I was so happy.
The program, similar to Gutenberg's search library, will allow users to answer questions and find information within digitized book content.
Wow.
And the information can always be changed, so the truth is never real.
Wow.
Birthdays?
Joey Zimmerman is 33 from Earth 2 and the Halloween Town series of flicks.
Lily Sobieski is 36 from Deep Impact, Eyes Wide Shut, Joan of Arcadia, says, "Stop calling me a young Helen Hunt."
DJ Qualls is 42. Wow. From Road Trip, New Guys, The Nation, and Man in the High Castle.
Elizabeth Hurley is 54. Austin Powers, the remake of Bedazzled, and The Royals with cheese.
Vincent Perez is 55 from Crow, City of Angels, and Queen of the Damned.
Kate Flannery is 55. We'd best know her as Meredith from The Office.
Gene Triplehorn is 56 from Basic Instinct, The Firm, and Waterworld.
Tim Van Patten is 60 from The White Shadow, Class of 1984, and The Master.
Mickey Jones is 78 from Vacation, Flow, Home Improvement, and Justified.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1895, Hattie McDaniel from Gone with the Wind, Fantasia, and They Died with Their Boots On.
That would suck. Born in 1918, Barry Morse, Lieutenant Gerard in The Fugitive, and Space, 1999.
1922, Judy Garland from Wizard of Oz, Meet Me in St. Louis, and I think the second A Star is Born.
Wait, that was a remake?
Yeah, several times.
Born in 1926, Lionel Jeffries, Revenge of Frankenstein, Camelot, and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
1949, Kevin Corcoran from Old Yeller, Shaggy Dog, Peach Dragon, and Return to Witch Mountain. Disney paid for a lot of stuff that he bought.
Wow. Well, I don't think anything like that's going to be on TV, but on CBS we get a rerun of The Neighborhood, Man with a Plan, The Code, and Bull.
ABC, is Jimmy Kimmel Live, NBA Countdown, and NBA Finals. Are they still going on? I have no idea.
Yep, sure.
I don't care. Who cares?
NBC has American Ninja Warrior, which I'd rather watch, and Dateline.
Fox has a new beat, Shazam, and so... You think you can dance?
On the CW, we get a rerun of Masters of Illusion, and then Masters of Illusion, and then Burden of Truth, and stop me if you've heard this one, Burden of Truth.
Wow. Freeform, Zootopia.
That was a cute movie. AMC, National Treasure, let's steal the Declaration of Independence.
FX has Iron Man 3, a film I enjoyed until the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. FXX has The Simpsons Marathon, Treehouse of Horror, 27.
Sure.
There Will Be Buds and Dad Behavior.
FXM is showing Sicario, still not a documentary.
On National Geographic, we get Secrets of New York City on a new drain, the ocean.
There's just a lot of stuff.
Now, the ocean's
going to
swell. It's
exactly.
Not going to drain.
It doesn't make sense at all. Sundance is showing Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Excellent movie.
Fantastic film. And you could always look at it as if, you know, Ferris was a figment of his imagination.
On Sci-Fi, they're showing Minority Report.
TBS, Steve becomes an undercover hall monitor at school.
Narc.
Because that's a thing.
Sure.
On A New American Dad.
On TNT, Get Hard.
From our maybe porn category, Science, it's a new How the Universe Works.
On USA, they're showing WWE Monday Night Raw.
VH1's got a new Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
And on WGN, X2.
Sure, but we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network as a family struggles to piece themselves back together after the death of their teenage son, but their lives begin to turn around when they rent their spare bedroom to a local university student who was unable to keep his darker side hidden for long. Eric Osborne and Katie Douglas star in The Twisted Son. The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abby graduates from Harvard Law School. She was inspired by My Cousin Vinny, but then she gets harassed at work by Ben, a senior associate. She complains to the powers that be, but ends up losing her job. But then she runs into a former classmate of hers, Stefan, who invites her to join his new law firm. Abby accepts and receives the shock of her life when on the first day, her childhood sweetheart, Chad, turns out to be an associate at the firm. She tries to not let her interest show, but you can tell just by looking at her. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
After I saw the speech from Google about Stadia, I reserved my Founders Pack. I know it's not going to be out until November, but I figured I would get in on it, at least reserve a copy. I'm wondering what people are going to call it, that it's not a PC, it's not a console. Or are we going to call this a non-soul? If that becomes a thing, I want our GRD family to know you heard it here first. You did hear that you kind of do need sort of a console. Since I was wrong on Tuesday about where Chad and Abby are, I'm at a complete loss as to where they could be. I'm glad you figured out your server issues, it seems like, and I hope this is a good way to usher you into your weekend. Stay geeky, and that is from Mark. Well, Mark, yes, that is the server issues. We don't know why, but it just magically fixed itself. And that's okay that you didn't know where Chad and Abby were last week.
I pushed a lot of buttons. I'm going to claim credit.
Absolutely. You totally fixed that. Last week, they were on Homicide, Life on the Street. Ooh, good show. And that's what gave many of us our first glimpse into the brilliance that is Andre Bauer.
He's great in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's the only reason I watched that show to start with. Hi, geeks. I'm at Sushi King with friends waiting for food, and talk turned to cons fairly close to Far West Virginia. Virginia. That reminded me that I heard how Regeneration Who was canceled this year. Could you tell if Balticon made room for programming from Regen Who?
They definitely did not.
I was going to say I didn't know that in the slightest, but I'm glad you did. And I sympathize with Billy learning that needing glasses kept him from being an astronaut. I had the same disappointment finding out I wouldn't be allowed to follow my dad into flying fighter jets. Yeah, that sucks. Don't just kill a kid's dreams and ambitions.
MJ's eyesight is pretty good right now. Yep. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Food is arriving. I'll send this when I'm next on Wi-Fi. That is from Bill. So Bill must have been on Wi-Fi again, and good for ye. Glad we could answer all those questions. And if you could answer one, like, where are Chad and Abby this week? Because I think you already know. Drop a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can tell us in a voicemail simply by dialing the number of
510-GRD-CREW.
I mean, that was a really good clue.
Did you ever see a film at such a young age it left you traumatized with cinematic wounds?
Necrophilia.
It's a dead issue, man. Don't push it. Cinema Psyops is a weekly podcast documenting an ongoing experiment on the mind of an unwilling test subject.
No one should have to watch this movie.
Oh, no one should have to watch this?
No one should have to watch this movie.
Surprisingly, it's not a topic that a lot of people really want to tackle.
I'm shocked, prudes.
I know, really.
Right?
It's the next sexual frontier that no one wants to explore.
Just because you're offended by something doesn't mean that you have the right to demand that it doesn't exist.
Watching this film again, I had all of this, like, little nerd glee with everything that kept
little history up. Doll, yeah, popping up
absolutely.
At you.
So I totally loved this film.
Hey, I know why you couldn't see that. It's because your brain's warped watching this shit at 12 years old.
Yeah, this is a rough movie. I told you ahead of time when we were getting ready to do it that it was going to be a rough
movie. How did you watch this shit at 12?
Because physical wounds heal, cinematic ones don't. Listen to Cinema Psyops.
This is Timothy C. Ward, author of Scavenger Evolution, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are.
And we appreciate it.
Welcome back. Especially, you know, I understand. We're going to be gone for a couple. It doesn't matter. We'll deal all that later. Right now. What did folks who weren't packing boxes go see, yo?
This week's 10, last week's 8, Booksmart, which I do want to see, made $1.6 million. It's made almost 18 in 3 weeks.
This week's 9, last week's 7, Pokemon. Detective Pikachu, another $2.9 million, 137 in 5 weeks on a 150 budget.
Why is Deadpool the voice of Pikachu? Just kidding. This week's 8, last week's 6, Avengers Endgame made another $4.8 million. It's made, you know, $825 million in just U.S. in 7 weeks.
This week's 7, last week's 5, John Wick at Chapter 3, Parabellum, making another $7.4 million. It's made $138 in 4 weeks.
This week's 6, last week's 4, Ma made another $7.8, almost $33 million in 2 weeks.
I like how every week it beats its budget, just every single week.
Right?
This week's 5, last week's 3, Rocket Man made another $14
million.
It's made $50 million in 2 weeks on a 40 budget.
Oh, this week's 4, last week's 1, Godzilla, King of the Monsters, made another $15.5 million. It's made over $78 in 2 weeks.
I still need to see that 7 yep. times. This week's 3, last week's 2, Aladdin, $24.5 million. It's made $232 in 3 weeks on a $183 budget.
Well, this week's 2 is the new Dark Phoenix, made $33 million. I've heard it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, so screw all you people. It's got to be better than The Last Stand. You know
We've
how I know?
Busy.
I saw The Last Stand. The number one movie in America is The Secret Life of Pets 2. So how secret can that be? $47 million on an $80 million budget. The Secret Life of Pets 3, you don't even want to know what dark shit they get into there.
I'm not wearing any pants. Sad. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Marvel may be leaving Netflix, but at least one Avenger is sticking around. Anthony Mackie, the Falcon himself, can currently be seen in the new season of Black Mirror. His sci-fi feature Io came out earlier this year. He's going to be in Joe Lynch's Point Blank remake for the streaming service and the upcoming second season of Altered Carbon.
Yeesh, I hope he has stock in Netflix.
Well, and soon he will have yet another movie on the streaming service, Outside the Wire, a sci-fi action film from director Mikael Hafström from 1408. He'll play a drone pilot trying to locate a doomsday device. Mackie's also producing the film.
Well, I don't know which is worse, watching a movie of a guy watching a screen or that he got the part by sleeping with the producer. But
set in the future, Mackie will play a drone pilot sent into a deadly militarized zone where he finds himself working for an android officer tasked to locate a doomsday device before it falls into the hands of insurgents. The shoot is going to be in August with additional casting underway.
Wait, it's an android officer, so Data's in this?
We must fall back on the old axiom that when other contingencies fail, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Well, mark your calendars. Today's lead story was not about a remake.
That's right. Guess Hollywood's going to be moving on with fresh new ideas.
No, it's just the remake is not as newsworthy as Falcon's Drone.
Oh.
Well, Paramount signed a deal with comedian, and I promise I won't tell homophobic jokes anymore, comedian, Kevin Hart, to develop a remake of the film Scrooged, which adapted Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol with Bill Murray that became a hit, despite being set in modern day and not having a single Muppet in it.
My money's on Ice Cube taking over the Buster Poindexter taxi driver role.
So far, there's no word on who will star in the film, though. I mean, Kevin Hart is a pretty good guess.
And Queen Latifah could take over the Carol Kane role.
Well, Kevin Hart did ask a Paramount exec, why would you get me to remake a movie that did okay but grew into a Christmas classic? And the exec said, I'm sorry, you know, I thought you were Richard Pryor.
For the three people that remember that joke in Scrooged, you're welcome. Streaming services. We've been saying for some time now that too many are coming and piracy is glad to be back in fashion. The latest in bad ideas for this topic is Warner Brothers revealing what they're going to be charging for access to their material.
Well, it's been $7.99 since it launched.
No. That's DC Universe.
Well, that's Warner Brothers.
I know, so hold that thought. Disney Plus is coming for $7 a month. Netflix is now at $13 a month. HBO was
$15. Little man, put that shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me, owe me, owe.
And now Warner Brothers has the audacity to charge you $17 a month.
Wait, so don't they own HBO as well?
Exactly! So I will pay you $17 if that gets me HBO and DC as well.
For that, I'd consider $20.
Which brings up an interesting point. When it was announced, Warner did say there would be a three-tiered system with the potential for an ad-supported, lower-cost version of the Surface.
Is this everything Warner's, or is it this rotating DC-style content?
No clue. Go with the $20 a month, give me HBO and DC, drop the rotating content nonsense, and you have something. Otherwise...
Do not bring your evil here. I warn you.
Nice. Well, Blockbuster Video... Wow, what a difference. On the off chance you missed Captain Marvel, Blockbuster was a physical space where you could go and rent, you know, physical copies of movies.
And everyone under 18 just went, what?
Yeah, when we watched Captain Marvel, we had to explain that to MJ.
What is that?
They once ruled the land, but now are mostly forgotten since they declined to team with Netflix.
The last Blockbuster Twitter feed is pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Plus, nostalgia is all the rage right now, so it should not surprise you to learn that there is a Blockbuster Video board game.
What?
Now. Yes. So why not get all your friends together and relive the 90s with the Blockbuster Party game? It's sold in, well, at least Target.
Is it at least a video board game?
No. It's basically a movie trivia game in which players have to pick three classic films and race to describe, quote, and act them out for the rest of your team.
Classic? You mean like that really old film Aliens?
Well, I'm sure they mean things at least like 30 years old.
You mean like that really old movie, Aliens?
Anyway, there are several rounds involved, all of which involve a new way to play. So you have Step Back into the 90s, which brings back the golden era of video rentals with a movie game for teenagers and adults alike. You have Triple Charades Jeopardy, choose three classic films and race to describe, quote, act them out. Movie Buzzer Battle, challenge a player head-to-head showdown and shout out as many movies as you can before the time runs out. Perfect practice for Hollywood, kickstart your career in showbiz as you take on characters for 200 different movies.
Charades.
No matter what you do, don't take on Billy Flynn in this game because he will kick your butt. The game includes 200 classic movies and 60 category cards, and perhaps best of all, a replica of a Blockbuster parking lot, which we've all missed. Categories include things like famous trilogies and movies with a zombie in it.
Wait, just one zombie? That
maybe
is tough.
Maybe movies with zombies in it.
Okay.
The Blockbuster Party game is for 4 to 12 players, which doesn't make a lick of sense since it's a team game. Whatever. So relive the days of driving to the store, trying to figure out why War Games was in the mystery section.
Why?
And the desperate race to get the game back on the shelf before it's late. And please, be kind. Rewind.
As an audio guy, it kills me that people are paying $150 and more for headphones.
You once paid $150 for headphones.
Not with the employee discount. Plus, they were studio headphones, and I was not listening to tinny MP3s off my damn phone.
Well, right. You only listen to vinyl because it's warmer. Preach it, hipster.
The point is, people know that people will pay that, and they want to scam you. Okay, though legally I have to say, maybe they scam you. The Human Charger is a pair of $150 earbuds with integrated LEDs to shine light into your ear, but without a little sight thing on the side to let a doctor peek in.
What? Then what's the point? point?
Great question. According to the company's site, this revolutionary device is for your well-being and channels bright light directly to the light-sensitive regions of the brain right where it is needed the most. Human charger. Copyright, can be used to increase energy levels, improve mood, increase mental alertness, reduce the effects of jet lag, and keep winter blues at bay. They even trademarked the phrase, sun in your pocket.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. So could I just put a pen light in my ear?
I'm not going to tell you this is a fraud, because again, legal. But if you are wondering, there is a site called Ear Light Swindle that will explain it to you. The human charger company has tried to have them shut down. Seems like they don't take kindly to people making waves and walking on sunshine. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Attribution 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Thank you to all the people that put in correct entries last week. Since we're taking some time off, which will probably be the rest of this month, this is the last week to get in for this month's prize giveaway. And Jared, I know, I got to send you something. I know, I got it. I'm packing. I didn't go to the post office, so
we'll
sorry.
We'll get you.
Exactly. So drop us a note, won't you please. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail to the magic number of
510-GRD. Yeah.
And we will see you at a time that is different than the one we're currently speaking of.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
This is no respectable establishment.
What the hell are you still doing here?
I don't know if you know this, but the podcast was a disaster.
Scat. Skedaddle. Adios. Arrivederci. Ciao. Aloha. Fuck off.
Attention. Attention. Extension XJ2. We hear you, great guidance. Earth Rulemen, you violate the law of plan. Fact, you have captured the girl and not destroyed her. Fact, you have delayed accepting the surrender of the others. This verges on failure. There is one thing you do not understand, great guidance. You reject the plan? I wish to make an estimate of my own. To think for yourself is to be like the human. Yes, to be like the human. To laugh, feel, want. Why are these things not in the plan? You are an extension of the Roman, and a Roman you will remain. Now I set you into motion. 1. Destroy the girl. 2. Destroy the family. Fail, and I will destroy you. I cannot. Yet I must. How do you calculate that? At what point on the graph do must and cannot meet? Yet I must. What I cannot.